One of Tasmania's biggest fish retailers will remain closed for the foreseeable future due to restrictions caused by COVID-19. The week leading up to the Easter break is traditionally one of the busiest of the year for Muir's, but not this year. Will Muir has told Tony Briscoe more than 100 permanent and casual staff have been affected by the decision not to trade.
We made the call to shut our whole operation down. A large part of our business were our restaurants ourselves, so that decision was made for us in terms of the restaurants. But even our wholesale business is based around restaurants as well, so a large proportion of our business disappeared very quickly once the restaurant businesses were shut down in Tassie.
What about retail, though, especially this week leading up to Easter?
Yeah, it was a difficult call, very difficult. Once we made that call to shut down, you know, the vast majority of our business, we actually did keep going with takeaways at the fish centre there at Lower Deck and retail fish for a few days. But then there's more information coming out about in terms of people and encouraging people to stay home and not go out. And we decided to make the decision then and there that it's better for us to close completely. You know, all our shops are internal. One of the shops out at Cambridge is quite small. So for the sake of our staff and to make sure that we're doing the right thing, we decided the best thing was to close everything down. We actually had to ring my skipper on the boat and say, mate, you can't go fishing now. And you know, he was devastated as well. He said that's how he makes his money, and we had to stop him from going out as well. Before we even did that, we rang the markets, Melbourne and Sydney, and the information we got back from them at the time was small amounts of fish are fine, but as soon as you bring over, you know, a ton or so of fish, you can get real trouble moving fish. So, and I guess because restaurants have been closed down right throughout the country.
So do you think you've made the right decision from the point of view of your staff, which is fair enough, but what about the consumers?
We do. That, again, difficult decisions all the way through, very difficult. We weighed everything up. My wife and I sort of talked about it a lot, and we weighed everything up, and we decided that it was the best thing to do. The information that we're continually getting from the leaders of the country is stay at home, don't go out, minimise your movements, and at Easter time, we know what Easter's like. It goes crazy, and I think, I believe that we're all going to have to look at Easter slightly differently this year and, you know, stay at home and enjoy the family.
What sort of hit is it financially to the business?
Yeah, it's again, very difficult decisions all the way through. We have been looked after incredibly well by the bank, and we have also, our landlords for the fish centre have been very understanding as well. Nevertheless, I think the hardest, where that was no doubt, the hardest part that we had to go through, my wife and I, was facing every one of our full-time staff one by one, leading up to the time that we closed, and saying we can't afford, we have to stand you down, you know, and the mechanism by which we could stand people down, keep them on the books but not pay them, was there. That was the hardest part, knowing that you were actually putting people, stopping paying people. There was a lot of tears, a lot of emotion, and it was a tough time to get through, there's no doubt.
How many people are we talking about?
We're 50 full-timers in the business, and obviously there's at least another 50 to 70 casuals as well. We were down to our full-time staff anyway, but we have the most incredible staff, and it just makes you realise in a situation like this how wonderful the people that work for you really are, because, you know, the understanding and you know, after we went through explaining to them what we had to do and stand them down, nearly every one of them turned to us and said, are you guys going to be okay? And that was just like, that was unbelievable, really was.
The mechanics of reopening, how hard's that going to be?
I should imagine it'd be very similar to the way that we closed, except over a longer period of time. So a last part of our business open was the factory and the retail shop. I should imagine the retail shops in both the fish centre and out at Cambridge will open first, and probably a takeaway for the lower deck. What we will attempt to do is put as many of our full-time staff back on as possible to start to prepare the business to open up again. But I should imagine our trading will be our fresh fish and takeaway.
Now, your business is the beneficiary of the tourism industry in a lot of ways. Are you worried that the tourism industry now has has been dealt a blow that it's going to be a long, long time for it to recover from?
Yeah, obviously very worried. One very strong factor we have is the Tasmanian brand. It is a very strong brand. I certainly hope and pray that that will help us bring us back quicker than maybe a lot of other places. Nevertheless, I believe we're in for a bit of a journey.
And Will, what are you and the family doing in the meantime? What are you spending your time on?
Well, we're all at home. We've got all three kids at home, and Jim's, they're all grown up, but they're living at home. They have been. So lots of work around the house, lots of nice food. Like we're cooking up, we're taking in turns to cook up nice meals every night. And we're very fortunate. We've got a bit of land around us, which is great. So we can sort of get out and about and do some things, go for nice walks. And stuff. The dog has never known such wonderful times. She can't believe it.
And it's not your traditional Easter, is it?
Certainly not. It's definitely, I guess, one thing about Easter, it is about family time, and this will really, make it a much stronger period of family time.
And that was Will Muir talking there to Tony Briscoe about the very difficult decision to close all parts of the seafood business for the foreseeable future.